No, ma'am.
That's a Their Partner expression. Old-fashioned expression. They'll sure get angry, those hens will, if you try to bother them while they're sitting on the eggs.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And where do the chickens live?
The chicken house.
All right, have you ever heard it called something else? A chicken...
No, just a chicken house. What are you trying to say? I mean, what's another word?
Well, in the 1960s, children had toys called a hula.
Hoop.
And there's something, a word might sound a little bit like that. I call it a chicken...
Coop. Now, chicken coop is a house specially built for a hen and her biddies.
Just a hen and her biddies?
Uh-huh, because Mama built those. You could take them and put sticks on top of one another like that. Or you could take a tub and turn it down, put a stick on it where she could get air, and you could feed her, slip a little plate of food under there, and see nothing could get to her. A dog couldn't get to her. That's why, I know now, that's why they were built. See, the dog couldn't get them.
So that's why it was built like that?
A chicken coop, but it was built for one hen and her biddies.
Well, could she get out of that?
Ah.
She was just had to stay in there with her biddies.
Till they got old enough, you know, to take care of themselves.
And where'd you call the one for all the chickens?
Chicken house.
Uh-huh. And if you had chicken for supper, say, and there's a bone the children might like to get.
Pulley bone.
Now what's the thing about a pulley bone? What's the story about it? The tradition, if you...
Well, the one that got the shortest piece would marry first.
Oh, really? So, what about the long piece?
Well, they just wouldn't marry first.
They just didn't be out of luck. And what do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you can eat, like the liver, the heart, the gizzard and all that? The chicken...
Parts?
Yeah, all those together.
It's just called frying chicken.
But all those parts inside, could you have a name for them?
Not that I can think of.
Well, if you made a gravy out of them, what would you call them?
You're talking about giblets?
Now, what's that?
Giblet gravy.
Now, what are giblets?
The liver and the heart and the gizzard.
So that's the giblets. And what about like the inside parts of a pig and calf? What can you eat there? What can you eat from the inside of a pig and a calf, the inside parts?
Chitlin.
And what else? Is there anything else? Would you have a name for all that together that you could eat?
Not that I can think of.
That's interesting. But what else could you eat besides? Can you get chitlins from a calf?
No.
What would you get from a calf then?
A beef trot. But that's inside of the stomach, the tripe is.
Inside of the stomach?
That tripe is good.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Mom used to cook it, but I can't cook it like she could.
Well, now if your cows were out in the pasture, and you wanted to get them in, how would you call them?
Cullet. And how you spell that, I don't know. I've never seen them print.
Well, call them if there's some cows over there, if you don't mind. Just call to them.
Well, I just did. Cullet.
So that's how you call them?
Uh-huh.
That's interesting.
And, But how you spell it, I do not know.
Well, would you, would,